are great and mighty, great and mighty. How wonderful is your name. You are great and mighty, great and mighty. How wonderful is your name. Can you say it? You are great and mighty, great and mighty. How wonderful is your name.
You got it.
You are great and mighty, great and mighty. How wonderful is your name.
I got another verse.
You are joy and sorrow, joy and sorrow. How wonderful is your name.
You declare it.
You are joy.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. How wonderful is your name. I feel the glory of God right there. You are joy. Yeah. How wonderful is your name. Come on, confess that. You are joy in sorrow. Tell depression. Tell anxiety. Jesus, Jesus, how wonderful is your name. You confess, you are. Great am I, great am I. How wonderful is your name. You say, you are
great and mighty.
Oh yeah. So when I was growing up, my mom, she would walk me to the bus stop. Then we would hold hands. I still hold my mom's hand. And she would always sing to the Lord. And so a lot of songs, when I sing them, most of the time, I'm singing to him, not them. So how I respond to what I'm saying, it becomes personal. So you may not know God to be great and mighty. And I pray after listening to this or seeing this that you will know him to be great or mighty. You may not know him to be a healer or a way maker. But here's the thing. Don't judge anyone else's praise.
That's right.
So we're going to raise up that God has been faithful one more time. And then we're going to get out of this song, but I feel the glory of God right here. And so you may say, I have not experienced God's faithfulness yet. So if you haven't experienced it yet, that means you're prophesying. But for those of us who've already experienced it, that means you're testifying.
All right.
You got two options when we raise up faithful and healer. Either you're prophesying or you're testifying. I don't know which one you are, but both of them work very well. Say, you are faithful.
You are faithful.
Either you're prophesying.
Faithful.